You mentioned the issue of maintenance therapy, and you were one of the authors on a paper that discussed that in gynecologic oncology. Can you talk about the issue of maintenance therapy and some of the points that you were making in that paper?
Sure. You know, one of the great challenges we have in ovarian cancer is the fact that although we get a high response rate, even a high complete response rate to primary therapy, we know that the majority of these patients, unfortunately, will suffer a recurrence, usually within the next 24 to 36 months. And so there's been a concerted effort in the research community to come up with something. If you think about it, ovarian cancer has these boxes. You've got your primary treatment box and you've got your recurrent box, and we've kind of talked about therapies for both of those already. And the question is, if you want to prevent the second box from happening, the recurrence box, can you put something into a box that fits between the two of those? And the answer is we've put a bunch of stuff in that box, everything from intraperitoneal P32 to immunotherapy to chemotherapy. We've tried novel drugs. We've tried more of the same drug. And unfortunately, none of them has shown to affect the survival endpoint. So it was with, I think, some surprise to a lot of us that GOG-178, which was a randomized trial looking at the addition of 3 versus 12 cycles of paclitaxel in that setting, actually moved the mark in progression-free survival without moving in overall survival. The study was closed prematurely as it was supposed to based on predefined endpoints. But, you know, it really led us to go back and look and try to prove this hypothesis. And that led to the development of GOG-212, which was looking at observation versus 12 cycles of paclitaxel versus 12 cycles of Zyotax or the CTI-2103 drug. And that trial has had some difficulty with its accrual. But again, it's trying to address and confirm this endpoint of moving the benchmark. I'll just say parenthetically that, you know, we've also tried immunotherapy from the standpoint of OVERX, which I think was an unfortunate disappointment to us when it was found not to be active in moving our progression-free survival, but even in an enhanced group of patients with high antibody titers, that it's apparently still not met its primary benchmark. And that particular anti-CA125 monoclonal antibody is no longer going forward in development, at least in ovarian cancer, as a therapeutic. But there are others. And so, you know, just the fact that we had this high recurrence rate is the force behind driving all this new clinical investigation.